Oy sari alef. Altigana meka chaverko. Do not denigrate the purchase that your friend has made. You bought that tie? You really bought that? Those shoes? Val tachlish daiter. Do not make the person feel bad. Because this is how people which are lacking das act. Okay, so it's so it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Mark Subas, right? Getting the second parak. Elam learned it? Yeah? Right? So the Gemara says that Chazi Mesham is Hillel. What do you say? Do you say Kala Kamo Shehi or Kala Noa V'chasuda? Do you say, you know, she's Takash Tikal, you know, this, and I'm still, you know, okay, it's okay, you know. Or you say, Kala Noa V'chasuda. So Morris says, the Beisil says back to Bishamai, right? If a person buys a Mekach Min Hashuk, and it's done. There's no returning it. It's not a Mekach Tos that you know, that is a moon that you're allowed to be. So he's got it already, right? So what do you tell him? You tell him that, you know, that it was Ra, you tell him it was Toiv. You tell him it was Toiv, it's the same thing over here. Right? That's the Morris Sushtel. I mean, the Morris is assuming that Ime Shammai understands with that the correct approach, once something is done, right, he bought the car already, he can't return it. So, you know, he really should have gotten. I hear the rumors that this car doesn't act, you know, doesn't drive so well, doesn't get such gas mileage. But why are you telling him that? What are you accomplishing? Right? He bought the tie already, you know, so it's, you know, it's not the most modern, you know, it's the most in style type of tie. Like, what are you accomplishing? You're accomplishing to make the guy feel bad. So there's two options why you're doing that. One, because you're not thinking. You're not thinking about the impact of your words. That's obviously not intelligent. Or worse, is that deep down, there's an element, I want to maintain an element of supremacy over this person. So if I can point out that I know something he doesn't know, and therefore what he purposes wasn't a good idea, I'm showing that I have some way I'm better than him. I knew the information that he was missing. Right? The purchase that he made wasn't the smartest idea, so he's not as smart as he thinks he is. And that's even worse. You know, then you're getting involved in, you know, Kina and all those type of Gaiva and all those wonderful meters that we grapple with. But the Rosh seems to that he calls it a minig lechaserei hadas. So this is the way people which are lacking thought, right? They're not seeing the world like you spoke about it last Friday. Two Fridays ago, I guess, a week and a half ago. Right? That in the meet of Dash is being able to see the world through somebody else's eyes and understanding what he feels, what she feels, and where they're coming from, what's going through their minds. Right? What is a normal reaction about that you would like when you buy a brand new tie? You want your present to say it's nice. Right? You bought it already, it's done. Right? So at this point onwards, the only thing you can do is hope that the reaction to it is positive. So you walk in, the guy says, wow, that's such a nice tie. You know, it fits you, it matches your suit so nicely. The guy felt like $1 million. What am I telling him? I'm telling him about his tie. I'm telling him that you're a smart guy, that you purchased something nice. So I'm understanding him. Right? We are fragile enough that our egos get wrapped up into almost everything that we do. So a tie is not about tie anymore. A tie is about my ego. I'm a good shopper. So now it's not about tie anymore. It's about I'm a good shopper. Right? I understand styles. I understand what's in. I understand, you know. Right? There's a lot of me involved in this question, not just the tie. Right? So if I understand that, there's no way I'm going to make fun of that tie. Terry says, I don't get it. I don't see the world through this person's eyes. I see this world as it's a tie. It's not going to it's objectively, it just clashes. So what do I accomplish? So if the guy's about to go on a date and his roommate is saying, listen, you know, I don't think you should wear the tie on the date. It clashes with you, with your suit. Okay, there's a toilet, right? So there's a purpose of it. So share it. You know, this car, right? It has to. I happen to know that they say that there are issues with the mileage issues. So you know, don't take the car at a long distance. You take a different car. If there's a Tuelas, that's a different story. That's not what he's talking about. It's not my reaction. My reaction to his understand that people are wrap up their egos into everything that they do, which is obviously not intelligent, right? But that's what we do. If I understand human beings, understand the way they work, so that if I have a meet of Das and I have that, it's so I have such a powerful weapon in my hand. I have a powerful instrument in my hand. I can make the person feel like $1 million. All I have to do is say, wow, your tie looks nice. What did I just accomplish right now? I gave him a compliment on his tie. No, I didn't. I gave him a compliment on him. And so just being aware, I have this tremendous power of toiv, which I'm totally blowing because I'm not thinking. Husband walks into the house and tells the wife, you know, it really smells nice in here. Right? She just baked a cake, she baked a challah, she made some chicken. Right? He's not complimenting the smell of the house. Right? He's complimenting her as a human being. You're a good cook, and therefore, many women tie up their feelings of self in the fact that they're good wives, that they can make good meals, that they can take care of their husband, they can take care of their family, that they're able to give them something which they enjoy. That's part of the mouth of the person. So when I walk in the house and I say, you know, it says, you notice anything different? No. I didn't say anything bad, but I blew an opportunity. And when a person ties themselves up into it, the guy buys a new tie and he walks into the basement, right? He wants a compliment. He wants somebody to notice, wow, you got a new tie and it looks so nice. And nobody notices. That itself, the lack of response is also a put down. You're not significant enough anyway to notice what you just did. Screen. My close friends are my radar screen. I would compliment them. Well, you're not my close friend, you know, and you know, whatever you do, good day. There's so much missing that if we would just be aware of what people are waiting for, people are waiting for that smile, people are waiting for that being noticed, and we could do all of that, and instead we miss all of it. Right? It's like I forgot what it was. Somebody told me a story, you know, that they got a new whatever, and said, did anybody give a compliment? Said, nobody noticed. They're not devastated, they're not falling apart, you know, they're not that fragile, right? But it was an opportunity lost that somebody could have said, wow, that's such a beautiful thing, that's such a nice thing, that's such an intelligent purchase, that's such a geschmacka thing that you got, you know, whatever the in-word is, you know, nowadays. You know. I don't even know what's in nowadays. You know, is it cool? I don't know what's the word for nowadays. It's not groovy. I know that much. Okay, right. That all on that. That's the thing. The point that Rosh is saying: there's so much we can be aware of interface between individuals. If we see the world through their eyes and we have a sensitivity, there's so much we could do in a positive way, which is opportunities which are totally lost because we're the person not thinking. Or even we think we're not seeing the world through somebody else's eyes. I over overheard a conversation between two individuals. They were fighting about whether this is a good route to take. So A said that's the route you should take, and B said no, that's not a good idea, do this instead. So what is B doing? B is being very helpful and pointing out to A that it's not a good route. B is a better route, it goes quicker, etc. Right? That's on the surface what's happening. Right? As soon as A says back, no, I like my route, what's he saying? I like going longer, and etc. He's saying that for me, figuring out the route to go was part of my ego. So B's response should be, yes, it's a good idea. You know what? I didn't realize it's not such a good idea. Don't go that way. It's just as good. What happens? No, I'm telling you, my way is such a good idea. You know, he wraps up his ego in it also. Right? And all of a sudden, a conversation about what's the most intelligent way to get somewhere is all an issue between two people being vulnerable and having self-esteem issues. It's like, whoa, I'm just watching this thing take place. You know, and I don't think either side was aware of what was going on, but I'm watching it and realizing that, like, you know, there's this whole tip of an iceberg conversation going on, and everybody's missing it. Imagine one saying, you know what, you're right, you know, it's such, you know, you're right, I'm wrong, it's such a good idea. Well, it feels like $1 million. You know, even this guy who's such a smooth, has a reputation of being such a smart guy, figuring out routes, said my route is a good idea, better than his. Mamish, like, you know, doesn't have to eat the rest of the day. Like, you know, that's how good he feels. Whether he's aware of it or not, I'm saying there's a depth of understanding and interface which we have with people which we totally miss. And you watch it happen all the time. People get stuck on fighting about the most inconsequential things. What's really happening? What's really happening is that it's not about nobody fights about things which are inconsequential. You know, he's a good batter, he's not a good batter. Like, what's the fight about? You know, he's a good ball player, not a good ball player. He has more baskets, less baskets. You know, whatever the fight, like, what's the fight about? Why are you fighting? Why are you getting worked up about some guy over there, you know, who is making $14 billion every single day, who could care less about you, whether he has, you know, 5 baskets or 6 baskets, like, who cares? That's not the issue. The issue is, I know sports, and I'm telling you this. I know sports. You know, it's about the ego. That's the thing. The point the Russians say. Okay.